Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. It's good to have you on the broadcast today, and we're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And, of course, this is Missions Week. They leave on the missions trip. Going out to El Paso, Texas, and then on into Mexico. And we're praying for those folks to have a great, great time spreading the Word of God and giving the gospel to those folks in Mexico. And so they leave on Friday. Pray for a safe trip for them. And then we press on in the month of June. So I hope you're having a good day today. And if your Bible's close by, I want you to go over to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. There's some familiar verses here, but most of us are very aware of verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You know, Jesus spoke a total of 38 parables, and 16 of the 38 dealt with money. And the Bible makes it clear we are stewards of our finances. And in other words, we realize a steward manages the wealth of someone else. And we understand what we have is not ours. It's given to us from God, that it really belongs to him. But we are all stewards. We are managers, if we are, managers, so to speak, of what God has given to us. And we're, as stewards, to be found faithful. You know, you ever had the experience of maybe setting the child on a counter or some kind of higher up object, and then you stand just a few inches away, and you put your arms out and say, "Come on now, jump!" And they jump off the counter to you, or jump off the piece of furniture to you, and into your arms, and then you get up, and boy, you better be ready, because they're coming pretty quick. Why? Why do they do that? Because they trust us. They trust us. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this idea of trusting God. Because when it comes to our stewardship, it always comes down to a matter of trust. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 5 and verse 1, we're to follow God as dear children. Why did the children get up there and then just jump off? Because they trust we're going to catch them. They trust us. Let me ask you a question, Christian. Do you trust God? Do you trust God? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Stewardship means trust. Stewardship means, and when I trust God, I acknowledge God's in charge. He's the owner. I'm just a manager. Now, let me give you three attitudes of the steward. And the first one is what we just said. He must trust in the Lord. Now, listen, verse 5, trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. All your heart, your entire heart, not a part, not some, all of your heart. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation, and conversation now just means your talk, but in the Bible days, it meant your entire life, your entire being. So let your behavior, if you will, be without covetousness, because your life consists not in abundance of things you possess. Stop wanting more. And I know that's where we are in America, always wanting more, always something. Oh, you have that one? Well, you need the new and improved one. Oh, you need this one now. It's better, and this is so much a better product and longer lasting or whatever it may be. Listen, and it's designed to get us to just always want more. God says, the Bible says, the Lord is my helper. Well, if God's my helper, then I don't need anybody else's help. I don't worry about the economy. I don't worry about the inflation. I don't worry about the gas prices. Why? The Lord is my helper. The Lord is our helper. You don't have to worry about the unemployment. You don't have to worry about the interest rates. The Lord is your helper. It is never a mistake to trust God. It is always a mistake to distrust God. I'm going to put my entire trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to trust in man, but I have to remember I'm a man. So I'm not going to trust in myself either. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to what? Your own understanding. What? I can trust God for my soul, but I cannot trust him for money. I cannot trust him to provide for my family. Cannot trust him to provide for my children. That's foolishness. Put your trust in God. Someone said, God's grip doesn't slip. Boy, that's true. So just understand, Christian stewardship is God's way of raising Christians to a level of trust and confidence in him. And it'll make you stronger as you obey him. Hey, these are tough days. Yeah, but they're exciting days. These are exciting opportunities. Why? It's an opportunity for God's people to claim his promises like never before. So the first attitude of the steward is trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Secondly, acknowledge the Lord. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. You do it with all your heart, you trust, and now all your ways. All your time, all your treasure, all your talent, all your work, all your play. I mean, every single area. I mean, in your dining room, in your bedroom, in your living room, in your automobile, in your factory, in your office, in your classroom. Whether you're in success or failure, joy or sorrow, just honor the Lord. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What matters most to you? You know, the Bible says Jesus taught where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I don't know. You know, it's amazing these politicians that want to give money to everybody, and yet when you look at their personal finances, generally they give 1, 2, or 3% of their money away. That's it. That's what they give to charity. Oh, they're happy to give your money and my money away, but they don't want to give their money away. But listen, God says, in all our ways, acknowledge him. If somebody discovered when I'm gone and they look at my checkbook, they'll be able to tell where my heart was, where my treasure was. Why? Because that's where my giving is, giving to the Lord's work. I'm investing for eternity. I'm investing in the souls of people. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all thy ways, notice him. In all thy ways, be aware of him. In bad times, in good times, whether there's problems, whether there's tragedy, whatever it is, acknowledge him. Don't become self-satisfied. Don't become self-sufficient. Make sure that you're acknowledging God in all your ways. And that's what the tithe is. We're acknowledging that all of it belongs to God, but I'm giving him the tithe. The tithe is the Lord's. And so I give it to him. And I recognize that I'm blessed by God. You know, what happened to that rich man who said, I'm going to tear down my barns and build greater barns, was that he didn't acknowledge God. I will do this. I will do that. I will say to my soul. He would not acknowledge that God had blessed him. So when we give as stewards, we're acknowledging that God has blessed us. We want to acknowledge him in all our ways. And so I'm going to trust and I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways. And then lastly, it says, honor the Lord. Trust the Lord, acknowledge the Lord, and then honor the Lord. Notice in verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So honor him with my substance, all that I have, all that I am, thine increase. For I honor God when I do. Oh, I'm fine, I guess, if you want to put a fish on your car or you put a bracket around your license plate or whatever. But the truth is, you honor God with your substance. It's like the farmer who was asked, if you had 100 cows, would you give 50 of them for the Lord? He said, yes, I'm sure I would. If you had 1,000 chickens, would you get half of them for the Lord? And he said, well, I'm sure I would. He said, well, if you had 2 hogs, would you give one of them for the Lord? He said, no, that's not fair. You know I have 2 hogs. Yeah. Oh, I know. People say, oh, preacher, boy, if I win the lottery, man, I'm going to give half of it to the church. You know what? If you're not giving half now, you won't give half then. You see, you it just won't happen. And by the way, I'm not advocating playing the lottery. I'll never win the lottery because I don't play the lottery. I don't gamble. But listen, do you believe God is able? Do you believe the promises of the Word of God? It says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. You have to go ahead and honor God. You say, well, I don't see it. Well, then now you go back to point one. You're trusting in the Lord and you're not leaning to your own understanding. You want to acknowledge Him in all your way. It's like the one church member after the church service who came up to the pastor and he said, Pastor, I'm glad you said that you didn't know where the money was coming from for the new building. Because for a minute there, I thought you were going to get it from us. Well, listen, God involves us in doing His work because that's great joy to our heart. Listen, God could do it all by Himself, but He chooses to involve us. What a joy, what a blessing that is. I don't have much, but I can be faithful with what I have. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't say, well, when I get this much money, then I'll be able to give. When I do get this promotion, I'll be able to give. No. Do it now. Someone said procrastination is my biggest sin. It brings me so much sorrow, and I'm going to stop doing it. Perhaps tomorrow. Don't procrastinate. Do it. Do something great for God. Do it now. Honor God with your substance. Here's our opportunity. This is our opportunity. This is our time to live. This is our time to build for God. This is our time to serve Him. It's the first fruits of all your increase. The tithe belongs to the Lord. The first tenth. The first fruits are what honor God. So bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, the Bible says. And listen, somebody says, well, I don't believe in tithing. That's Old Testament. That's fine. New Testament would be giving much more than 10%. I just have yet to meet the person who said, I don't believe in tithing, who wanted to give more than 10%. Those who give more than 10%, they have no problem with the 10%. But don't try to be stingy with God. I mean, you can, but you're going to rob Him and you're going to lose out on God's blessings. Oh, listen, you don't give your tithe to the radio. I don't want your tithe. That goes to your local church. You don't send your tithe to a TV preacher. That goes to your local church. God said to Malachi, you prove me now, and I'll pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive us. So prove me, He says. Trust me. Get over in this area. Oh, my friend, never. If you don't learn to trust God in your finances, you're never going to prosper as a Christian. You're never going to be happy in the Christian life. You say, well, it doesn't work on paper. Then throw the paper away and trust God. Well, you say, preacher, I'm saving for a rainy day. Well, trust me, I'll give you an umbrella, and it's raining somewhere now. Prove me. Start by faith. Just start. Prove God right now. Prove God right now and see if He'll bless you. See if the windows of heaven were open. See if my God can supply all your need. See if He'll direct your paths. See if your barns will be filled with plenty and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Just trust. Trust. Three attitudes of the stewards. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And then honor Him with your first fruits of all your increase. Well, I hope you'll be a good steward. I plan to be a good steward of what God's given to me, and I hope you do as well. All right. Hey, have a wonderful Tuesday, everyone. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.